Peter, this is actually a very good timing. Number one, the U.S. Government just released their policy towards Sudan, and now the parliament was opened yesterday. Basically, the reason why the SPLM, just to answer your question, walked out of the parliament or boycotted the parliament is because we are actually proposing, you know, agenda that are actually meant to implement the CPA. One of them is we are actually telling the National Congress Party, let us discuss the referendum law. That's one agenda. The second agenda is let us discuss the security law, all the laws that are meant for democratic transformation in the country. The third one is the budget. These are the things that we are proposing to them. The NCP is actually saying that we need to discuss the speech of the President of the Republic of Sudan, Omar Bashir. We need to discuss the treaties or the agreements that has been signed by the ministries. Like some simple example is if the Ministry of Energy and Mining had an agreement with another Ministry of Energy and Mining of another country, then these are the things that they want us to discuss. And we are saying no, they are irrelevant, of course, to the implementation of the CPA. And we are moving to election, and this parliament is actually going to last until November 30th. So we need to actually move and discuss relevant issues instead of wasting time on things that are not relevant at all.
So what is the significance of boycotting it for 1 week?
We are actually not saying that we are going to continue to boycott this for 1 week. We are saying that let us move on discussing issues that are relevant. Even if they are, even today, if they have agreed that these are the things that we will discuss, and then we will actually go back to the parliament and start discussing issues that are connected with the CPA implementation.
The NCP seemed to say that you acted in bad faith, especially when it has expressed confidence that the agreement will be made on the laws and questions how a boycott would help in this regard.
If you look at what they are saying now, we are actually having concern about the security law because they want the security agency to have the power of arresting people, confiscating properties of anybody or parties, and even seizures and searches. They need not to have those powers. It is actually not in conformity with the CPA and the Constitution of Sudan. What they need, this security force, is to gather information and actually submit it to the appropriate authority so that we can analyze and take appropriate decisions. But they cannot have the power of arresting and searching and seizing and confiscating the properties of people. This is not their job. Their job is to collect information. That now, is where we have the disagreement.
Some critics of the SPLM or the Southern Sudanese government seem to suggest that boycotting parliament a day after Washington has come up with a new Sudan strategy is not in good taste, especially when there are still ongoing discussions surrounding how Khartoum will handle such a new policy towards the government.
You know, the SPLM and the government of Southern Sudan is very, very happy with the U.S. New strategy on Sudan, the U.S. policy towards Sudan. Number one, in the first time in the history of the U.S. administrations, this administration, the Obama administration, came out openly that there is a possibility of two states coexisting side by side in peace in 2011. This is a clear case endorsement of two states in 2011, and we are appreciative of that. The second one is actually the capacity building of the South, the government of Southern Sudan. We are having weak institutions. We just emerged from war. They need a lot of training. So the U.S. government is committed to providing technical advisors and general capacity building for the government of Southern Sudan. And the U.S. is also committing to making sure the election is done, also ending the war in Darfur and preventing more killings, and the genocide that is happening in Darfur is brought to an end. These are the things that we have been actually advocating for as SPLM. We need a democratic Sudan. We need to make sure that all the wars are ended, and we need to provide the choice of the people of Sudan, of Southern Sudan, to decide if they are going to continue to be a part of this country or not. But the way it is, Southern Sudan is going to be an independent nation in 2011. We should be preparing for it. So it is not actually, we are not saying that The boycotting of the parliament is actually in response to the U.S. policy. No, we are saying we need to move quickly on what the world is expecting of us, making sure that we discuss relevant issues that are connected with the CPA. And this is what the U.S. is also calling for. We need to implement the CPA and the war in Darfur and cooperation on the war on terror. So basically, this is what we are saying. Let us move on relevant issues. Let us not waste time. We need to move forward. This is what we are saying. But we welcome the U.S. policy on Sudan.
The NCP says that your move is dangerous and undermines both the CPA and the goodwill that both the SPLM and the NCP share. What is your take?
It is not undermining anything. We are actually trying to make sure that the CPA is implemented. They are the one who are undermining the CPA, because for them to propose discussing the speech of the president, Omar Bashir, and other things that are not relevant at all, it is another way of stalling and delaying. This is their habit, and they are known for this, and we should not continue to condone this.